Hello, this is Will calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a survey to help us better understand how people in your community feel about the current situation in their states and individual communities. All of your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers for everyone who answers the survey. Do you have a few minutes to help us out?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. What is the year of your birth?
1944.
1944. Thank you so much. Next question. What is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
High school diploma.
High school. Thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
No? Okay, thank you. What is your race? White, Black, African American, American Indian, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic, Latino, or some other race?
I'm white.
Okay, thank you so much. Next question. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, you're not registered?
I'm registered to vote.
Thank you so much. When thinking about the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you so much. How would you rate the overall quality of life in your neighborhood? Will you rate it as excellent, good, only fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Excellent. Okay, thank you. Below is a list of issues. Which two or three issues will you say are the most important issues facing the city of Philadelphia? You may select up to three. Crime and public safety, corruption in the city government, gun violence, public school funding, healthcare, the opioid and fentanyl crisis, homelessness, public transportation, jobs and the economy, the cost of housing and rent, inflation and the cost of living, city services like trash pickup.
The first three.
Okay, thank you. Next. Now we'd like for you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm nor cold, which means neutral, or 0, which means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel.
0.
Okay, thank you. The Philadelphia Department of Streets.
0.
Thank you. Mayor Sherelle Parker.
2.
Thank you. The Philadelphia Police Department.
10.
Thank you. SEPTA, SEPTA.
0.
0, okay, thank you. Governor Josh Shapiro.
0.
Thank you. Your local police officers.
0.
Thank you. The Philadelphia City Council.
0.
Thank you. District Attorney Larry Krasner.
00.
Thank you. Council Member Kenyatta Johnson?
0.
Thank you so much. Generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Sherelle Parker is handling her job as mayor of Philadelphia?
I disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you so much. Do you agree or disagree with the following statement? The Philadelphia City Council members are looking out for people like me and my community and city government?
My councilman, yes. I don't know about the others.
Okay. Do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you so much. Here is a list of issues that might impact Philadelphia's daily lives. After each one, please rate on a scale from 0 to 10 your level of satisfaction with each issue in your neighborhood, where 10 means that you are highly satisfied with the issue in your neighborhood and 5 means that you are neither satisfied nor dissatisfied with the issue. And zero means that you are highly dissatisfied with the issue in your neighborhood. Access to public transportation.
Zero.
Thank you. The condition of roads and infrastructure.
Zero, zero.
Thank you. The cost of rent.
Zero, zero.
Thank you. The condition of parks, recreation centers, and community facilities.
Zero.
Thank you. The quality of education and public schools.
Zero, zero.
Thank you. Access to affordable housing.
Zero.
Thank you. Public safety.
Zero.
Thank you. The availability of good paying jobs.
Zero.
Thank you so much. In your opinion, are economic conditions in Philadelphia getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse compared to last year?
Worse.
Thank you. Will you say your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you can really get ahead?
I don't see where we ever were going to get ahead.
Okay. So they're falling?
Oh. The price of food, it's lucky we can even eat.
Okay. Thank you. Below is a list of good or services that Philadelphia might regularly spend money on. Please select the two or three goods or services that concern you the most when you think about your expenses. You may select up to three. Healthcare, including prescription drugs, personal care, gas, rent, utilities, gas, electricity, and internet, education, paying down debt, recreation and entertainment, child care, public transportation, groceries.
And not one mention about veterans.
Okay, you want me to put that down?
Absolutely. These people wouldn't be in office if it wasn't for the veterans.
Okay, thank you. So veterans will be one. You have two other choices.
There is no good choices in Philadelphia.
Not healthcare, not personal care.
Healthcare is horrendous. Would you like to wait 6 months for an appointment to have surgery?
Definitely not.
Well, that's what we're running up against now because of all the illegals that are in this city.
Okay. So healthcare will be an issue, definitely.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Okay, thank you. Now, thinking about your neighborhood, how concerned are you about violent crime? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, or not that concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Okay, thank you. How often do you see crime happening in your neighborhood? Will you say every day, a few times a week, a few times a month?
Every other day.
Okay. Thank you. Do you think that the city of Philadelphia spends too much or too little or the right amount of money on the police department?
No.
Too little? Too much?
Too little.
Thank you. Here's the list, a list of actions that the city government is either doing or plans to take in the immediate future. After each one, please indicate whether you believe that this action will make you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, not at all safer, if the city implemented it. Expand the use of security cameras in the major public areas, including parks, recreation centers, business districts, and libraries. Much safer, somewhat safer, a little safer, not at all safer.
Somewhat safer.
Thank you. Declare a public safety emergency in the city. Much safer, somewhat safer, a little safer, not at all safer.
Not at all safer.
Okay. Begin sending residents suffering from drug addiction and mental illness to treatment centers rather than releasing them back on the streets.
Absolutely.
much safer?
Yes.
Thank you. Aggressively pursue people illegally driving ATVs and dirt bikes on the city streets and impound illegal vehicles?
Strongly agree.
Okay, much safer, okay. Close the open air drug market in Kensington.
I was born and raised in Kensington, and believe me, that's an utter disgrace down there.
Okay. So you think you'll feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little safer, or not at all safer if they were to do that?
Not at all safer at all.
Okay. Thank you. Hire 50 new 911 dispatchers, create 10 new community outreach positions, and hire 9 new victim advocates.
If they do their job, it'll be worth it.
Okay, so you'll feel much safer if they do that?
Yeah. Yes.
Thank you. In a few words, what have you seen or heard about Mayor Sherelle Parker recently? In a small sentence, please.
All talk and no action.
Okay. All talk and no action. Okay, thank you so much. Now, as you may know, Mayor Parker is about to propose her first budget for the city council. Please indicate 2 or 3 items that you think should be the biggest priorities for the mayor and elected officials in 2024. You may select up to 3 items. Address potholes and graffiti in neighborhoods, support more affordable housing, improve public transportation, reduce juvenile crime, foster small businesses and local jobs, improve the city's infrastructure, get guns off the streets, tackle the opioid crisis, hire more police officers, invest in community development, remove homeless encampments, improve our schools and education.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Okay. Will you pick the first 3, or do you have 3 specific ones?
I see no mention about veterans.
Okay, I'm going to write that down.
Is that a forgotten? Are we forgotten already? You know, it's the politicians that are killing us.
I understand. Okay. So
I'm a victim of Agent Orange. So put that in your thing.
Okay.
They're killing me.
Okay. What will be the other 2? Support more affordable housing, improve public transportation, reduce juvenile crime, foster small businesses and local jobs, improve the city infrastructure.
Stop the crime in the city of Philadelphia and take the guns away from the teenagers that are killing people.
Thank you so much. Here is a list of specific policies that could be included in Mayor Parker's proposed in 2024 city budget. After each one, please indicate on a scale from 0 to 10 whether you support or oppose each policy. 10 means that you strongly support the policy, 5 means that you neither support nor oppose, and 0 means that you strongly oppose the policy. You may select any number from 0 to 10. Provide nearly $100 million for street cleaning and litter removal along businesses' districts, making them more attractive to shoppers. 0 to 10.
You know, this is a joke. They don't do anything in this city, especially in the Northeast.
Okay.
So we can't even get snow. We can't even get snow removal here.
I understand.
And you would expect people to pay taxes for this? It's a joke.
Okay, I understand. So you want to give that one a 0 or
absolute 0.
Number? Okay, thank you. What about this one? Invest $36 million in clean and green initiatives like cracking down on illegal dumping and removing abandoned cars from our streets.
Good luck with that.
0
That's
2.
That's been tried so many times, and guess what? They ignore everybody.
Okay. So you want to give that one a 0-2?
Yep.
Okay, thank you. What about this one? Add $25 million for grassroots community organizations that work with vulnerable populations in neighborhoods afflicted by crime.
0.
Okay, thank you. What about provide $100 million for treatment and tried facilities for people suffering from drug addiction and mental illnesses?
0.
Thank you. What about invest $119 million in new funding for our city's public schools?
0.
Thank you. What about keep tax rates flat for Philadelphia taxpayers?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Keep tax rates flat for Philadelphia taxpayers.
Yeah, good luck with that. 0.
Okay, thank you. Invest the resources needed to build 30,000 units of good quality housing across the city.
0.
Thank you. Add 50 new 911 dispatchers for faster police response, 10 community outreach positions, and 9 victims advocates to better service residents.
0.
Thank you. Invest $100 million for commercial corridors, cleanups, including sidewalk sweeping and litter removal.
0.
Thank you. As you may know, Mayor Parker plans on requiring all 25,000 City of Philadelphia employees to return to the office, ending the pandemic era, hybrid, or work from home practice. Based on what you know, do you support or oppose ending work from home for city employees and requiring them to be back in the office full time?
They as long as they can perform their duty, they can do it anywhere.
Okay, so you strongly support or somewhat support?
Well, you know this money's got to come from somewhere, and guess where it's going to come from?
Taxpayers.
Hello?
Taxpayers.
0.
Okay. No, do you strongly support? The options are either you support or oppose, or neither support nor oppose.
I don't support it at all.
Okay.
It's always coming down to the taxpayer.
Okay. As you may know, Mayor Parker has announced that she will end the city support for needle exchanges and will not allow any of the funds coming from the recent opioid epidemic lawsuit to be used to purchase syringes or other items that enable drug use. Instead, funding for needle exchanges can come from private charities. Do you support or oppose?
I support that.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you so much. As you may know, Mayor Parker has announced a plan to implement year-round schooling in Philadelphia's public schools, which will keep public schools open from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. and over the summer. The plan seeks to provide kids with a safe and supportive environment for more hours of the day, helping kids stay out of trouble. Based on what you know, do you support or oppose the decision to end city support for year-round schooling in Philadelphia's public schools?
In other words, you're telling me they don't have a family life.
I guess pretty much that's what the statement is explaining.
That's a disgrace. Why have children if you're not going to support them?
That's a good argument.
you have these children, and it's your not everybody else's, your responsibility to take care of your family.
Yeah. Okay. So do you oppose, somewhat, or strongly oppose?
Strongly oppose.
Okay. Thank you so much. How often will you say you watch, listen to, or read about the news and current events in the past year? Every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely, or never?
The truth or the false news that we have on the television now?
I guess whatever television is showing us.
I don't watch television.
Okay, never. Okay, thank you.
And if you were in my boots, you'd feel the same way.
I understand, believe me. In politics today, do you consider yourself Republican, Democrat, or independent?
I'm a registered Republican.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Republican?
To be perfectly honest with you, I trust no politicians.
Okay.
After what they did to the veterans in Vietnam.
I understand. Now, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Okay, thank you so much. Do you currently own your home, rent, live with a family member or friend or something else?
I own my own home.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following best represents how you think of yourself? Heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay, bisexual or something else?
I'm as straight as they can.
Thank you. Do you identify as transgender or non-binary?
Absolutely not.
Okay, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. For whom did you vote back in 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I was able to vote. And I was wondering if everybody paid attention to what was going on in this country.
Okay. Well, that was Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Donald Trump.
Okay, thank you. Below are some potential news sources. Please select up to three sources that you get most of your news from. Philadelphia Inquirer, Philadelphia Daily News, NPR, Facebook, Power 99, Fox News, local stations, YouTube, New York Times, Washington Post, TikTok, X or Twitter, CNN, any of those?
None.
None, okay. Thank you. Last year,
the only people I trust right now is veterans.
Okay. Thank you so much. Last year, that was back in 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get to the right amount. Less than 24?
That's none of your business.
Okay. Okay. I understand. But if you were just to give me a figure, you know, any number.
No.
Okay. No problem. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. You have a good one.
You too.
All right.